Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike DeFabo, the Post-Gazette, Pens Insider, going to join us 2 hours from now, 9 o'clock, in an attempt to explain what the Penguins' offseason strategy is, if it doesn't involve goaltending, apparently. Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons and sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. He was at Steelers practice yesterday. He joins us at 7:30. If you're listening, you can also watch. You can see everything that's happening here in the studio. Go to 93.7thefan.com. It's real simple. You click on the shows link, and then a little drop down, you go to 93.7 The Fan live video, and bang, you can see us right there in full living color. And keep an eye on us, especially once Jim gets in here, because you never know what he'll get into once he's in here after 8 o'clock as well. Aaron Rodgers got into Green Bay a little bit yesterday. No, not a little bit, a whole lot. Talked at length about his issues with the Green Bay Packers organization and the front office, the crux of which is
a commitment for the 2021 season and beyond. That really wasn't given at any time. I had to assess the situation, not necessarily wanting to be a lame duck quarterback, especially after an MVP season, which I think you can understand. And then the other part in February was wanting to be a part of conversations involving free agents, which has never happened in my career. Tried to pass along information, hasn't really been used, shall we say. So I wanted to offer my services as a recruiter. And I think we can all understand, you know, Green Bay isn't a huge vacation destination. People are coming here to play with me, to play with our team, and knowing that they can win a championship here.
I am so torn on Aaron Rodgers and whether I hate him or I respect him. And I think it's a little bit of both. And you hear it all in the comments he made yesterday, because I respect the hell out of a guy who says, hey, I want to be a part of building this team, and I'm the franchise quarterback, and I got some great ideas. Would you please hear me out? And he doesn't get heard. He kind of gets dismissed. But then at the same time, when you stand there and say, look, let's be honest, people come here to play with me, that's hard to swallow.
Well, love or hate what Aaron Rodgers is saying, and I'll kind of echo what you just said, I think. Fans and media, and especially media, stinking media, we gripe that athletes and coaches speak in coach speak and cliches all the time and never offer real truth. Well, he offered real truth, at least from his view. No way in the world can you knock him for that. He stood up there and he said, this is what I feel to be the truth. There's no cliches. There's no coach speak. There's no, this is the unfiltered truth.
So you guys want to know how I feel and where I'm coming from? Here you go. I'm going to lay it all out.
All right. The two sides of this is this. Somebody is the boss. Somebody's the employer. That is gone out the window in this situation, because he won the MVP. He's somebody that feels like, and it shows by the way that he walks around the place and the way that he is, I guess, that he's the most important figure on that campus and in that building and with the Green Bay Packers. The other part of it, too, that you can look at that I wrestled with, I'm watching this the whole time, and I go, man, this guy is something. This is a power play, and he can use it. And I'm looking at it at two ways. Here's the two ways to look at it, I think, Chris. One is, yeah, he's the MVP. Yeah, he wields so much power. Yeah, he should command all this respect.
Yeah, where would the Packers be without him?
Correct. The other part of it is, he's 37, and did we just see what was potentially the best season, and they didn't go to the Super Bowl. Did we just see what was the apex, the end, the very best season possible from Aaron Rodgers, and the organization is on to something? Like, all right, that was his one last big punch and push. I could see it from both sides.
Well, if that was the case, if they think that they need to be done with Aaron Rodgers by a certain age because they don't believe he can still continue to play at this level, then they shouldn't have offered him this contract extension, right? They shouldn't have thrown money at him to try and salve his wounds. And that's exactly what they did. That's the point where this thing really started to spiral out of control, I think.
He's been to one Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
You know, look, with his talent, you want the talent that he has individually is not commensurate with the team results that he's put in the playoffs. If you were to say,
but the counter argument to that would be
it's the team's fault.
It's the team that they've put around him, and they haven't asked him moreover, he laid out all those names of veterans, important core pieces to the franchise that he felt were done dirty on their way out the door by the Packers organization. They got to a Super Bowl with a lot of those guys, and he feels like then they cast them aside, right? And all of a sudden, they weren't interested at all in what Aaron Rodgers thought, and he became sort of this lone wolf, and I guess, well, it's up to me now, and I can offer you all the suggestions I want, but you guys don't want to hear it, so why am I even here?
If anybody ever has any questions as to what position is the most powerful in all of sports, give a listen to Aaron Rodgers' news conference yesterday, because he walked in and he said, "You can't fire me. I just said what I wanted all summer. I called the general manager fat, pretty much, and said I don't have any respect for him. And now I walk in, everybody stops, they listen to what I say, and I double, triple, quadruple down on all of that, and yes, I'm going to start week one, and no, you're never going to fire me. Okay, let's go. Where's the football? Put time on the clock. Hike.
As long as I got to be here, I'll be here.
Right. You know? So that, to me, where I come down on this is I give him some respect for being truthful, but then again, he is an employee. You know, he's not the GM. He's not the owner. I don't think they tried to sabotage him here. Like, this hasn't been talked about enough either. Do you think that the general manager and the president and the player personnel people in Green Bay, as they were making decisions, it really said to themselves, let's try to hack off Aaron Rodgers as much as possible and not let him in on this? Like, don't you think they were really trying to win as much as possible?
Absolutely, they're trying to win, but I think their error was one of omission in that, no, they weren't actively trying to tick off Aaron Rodgers, but they didn't actively try to include him either, it sounds like, even when he came to them and said, hey, I'm a part of this big agency, and they rep some of these guys. How about this guy or that guy? I might be able to bring this guy in. I'm Aaron Rodgers.
He was too close to the situation, though. There can be that. Maybe they thought, well, your opinion is skewed because you want certain guys. We are people that are charged with the duty of finding that talent, and we don't play favorites. We just try to find the best football players. You know, I get both sides of it. I know this isn't a great opinion that I have on one side or the other.
But I think it's a classic both sides thing here, because I think most of us can look at it through the lens of, hey, I got a job. I go to work. I give my boss what I think are some great ideas from time to time, and I see him completely ignore me. I mean, it happens to everybody at some point, right? Mm-hmm. But then the converse to it, the flip side of it is, yeah, but I ain't making $25 million a year. So your empathy ends at a certain point for Aaron Rodgers, and I understand that. But I also think the Packers did not do themselves any favors in how they, you know, we complain how they handled Aaron Rodgers, because we complain, especially towards the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career, people have complained that, oh, the Steelers roll over for him, right?
Right.
Well, the Steelers, at the very least, try to find out what Ben's thoughts are on things. You know, I don't think Kevin Colbert calls up Ben Roethlisberger every time he's interested in a free agent. But if Ben comes to Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin with a couple of ideas, they sure as hell at least hear him out and say, all right, well, we might, you know what? Juju's still out there and doesn't have a deal anywhere. Ben, you want Juju back? All right, we'll bring him back on a one-year prove-it deal. You know, they listen to him to an extent and at the very least placate him and tell him, yeah, you know what, Ben? That's a good idea. I like what you're saying.
The first time they're listening to him, they're bringing back Cobb at $10 million, which is a terrible move.
Right. So now they're overcorrecting.
Correct.
Look, when you decided that you didn't want to hear Aaron Rodgers' opinions on what the team should be built like, that's when you decided that this was going to be a messy divorce. That's when you decided, you know what? She's mad at me because I never do the dishes. Well, now I'm going to actively leave the dishes sit in the sink for a week and a half. How about that? And then I'm going to hire a maid to come in and do the dishes for me. You're just completely spitting in the face of the entire process of what Aaron Rodgers wanted, which was just you to acknowledge what he thinks is good for the organization, what he thinks is good for the team. And again, it comes back to this whole respect factor. And I understand why he feels disrespected by the organization, because they did essentially say, great ideas, Aaron. Go over there. We're going to go draft a quarterback now. That's going to be the icing on the cake.
You know, the more I digest this, and I watched it a couple times yesterday. I watched it live as it was happening. I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. When I saw it was starting to happen on social media, I went to it real fast. Then I digested it a couple more times. It feels like that Aaron Rodgers is trying to get across like these people were sabotaging me. And that's not true. Like, you know, I don't – the end when I come out the other side of it, like – does he want them to say, you know what, we tried to do this on purpose to make you mad? Like, what is his – I think he really feels like – he obviously feels like he should have had more power through all of this. But were those – it kind of throws dirt at those people or thumbs his nose at the people who were hired in big positions with the Green Bay Packers as if they weren't trying their damnedest to put together a very good football team. And they were. I don't. Again, there's no aggrieved party here. Everybody screwed up. But it's like, you think those guys were really not trying to help Aaron Rodgers win? And he's trying to paint that picture.
I don't know if he is. I think he's trying to paint the picture that...
This is the same thing Russell Wilson did, by the way. But he just didn't do it as vociferously. He did the same exact thing early this summer.
Wilson's and he said, was a I don't lot get... more passive. If, I mean,
but
obviously.
He did the same thing. And then he backed off from it. Like, he said, I'd like to have a lot more say. And Kyler Murray did the same thing, too.
Right.
This is just what quarterbacks do.
In Rodgers' case, though, I mean, we're not talking about Kyler Murray, who doesn't have a playoff win, right?
Right.
He doesn't even have a playoff appearance, right? A young guy who still has to prove himself. And we're not talking about Russell Wilson, who it seems like has a decent relationship or had a decent relationship with the organization up until this past offseason. We're talking about a relationship that sounds like with Rodgers and the Packers has been fractured for years. Because, again, I'm trying to read between the lines of what he said, although you don't need to read much between the lines. It was laid pretty bare yesterday. Just listen to me, please. I'm not saying you have to do what I say. But at the very least, listen to what I have to say. And he feels like they've never listened and they're never going to listen. And there's no remedy for that.
That might be the key. You know what the key might be? Bring them in, listen, go in one ear, out the other. Thank you for your feedback. We appreciate it. But you don't have to enact anything that he suggests.
Or you at the very least have to give a cursory, like if he says, hey guys, player XYZ, we're rep by the same agency. Man, he's really good. I talked to him a little bit. He might be interested in coming in. You know, give him a call. Then fine. Give the guy's agent a call. Talk to him about it. And then move on if you really don't have any interest in the player. You know, at a certain point, you talk about the there's no more powerful person in professional sports anymore than a franchise quarterback. That means there's no bigger ego in professional sports than a franchise quarterback. And like it or not, sometimes you got to stroke the ego a little bit. And they never attempted to do that with Aaron Rodgers. They basically told him by their actions, that's great. You're good. Okay. We don't care.
Yeah.
And that's what set this off in the whole direction of, well, it can never be remedied.
This is every day. This is going to be an everyday saga, and I'm here for it all. This is the side drama reality show NFL story that they want that's perpetual all year. All year, every day.
It's almost as good as listening to Cook and Joe to see what may happen during one of the breaks, bring to you in a little more than 1 hour from now, just before 8:30.
Tell people about our camera. It's great this morning.
It is. It looks great every single day. You go to 93.7thefan.com. You click on that little drop down that says shows, and one of the drop downs available there is 93.7 The Fan live video. You see Colin in his Donnie Kelly baby t-shirt. You see me in my Dystonia Medical Research Foundation t-shirt. Little thing, you can follow me on my Twitter that I'm trying to get started with that. You can see Kale Berger in for Matt Cole back there behind the glass if the reflection isn't too strong. And you'll see Colony when he comes in at 8 o'clock. Again, 93.7 The Fan. Go to the shows tab and then click on live video. We will talk to Colony at 8 o'clock about what he saw at training camp. Jeff Hathorn in a couple minutes on the same thing. What did he see at training camp yesterday, the first padded practice? And something happened last night. You may not have been paying attention after they were down 6-0, 7-0, but something happened in the Pirates game last night that has never happened before in Major League history. That's in Breakfast Bites coming up on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.